Virgin Radio HQ to the U
A E.
Chris Fade.
So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear.
Pretty Malik.
Don't listen to Chris.
And Big Rossi.
Want more food, yes.
Just stop.
The biggest prizes.
You just won! €50,000!
With the biggest stars.
Bassem Youssef.
This is Nicki Minaj.
Yo, what up? This is Usher, and I'm rocking with Chris Fade. Yeah, man.
And the biggest hits.
Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Let's get it.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live. Good morning. 6:01. It is April 30th. Is it the last day of April today?
Yes.
Yeah. It is, right?
Yeah.
Are we already going into May?
Yeah.
30 days have September, yeah. April, June, and November.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hi.
Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm going to miss that one. We're live. Big one as well. Pop quiz back 7:10 this morning. And you know I said at 7:30 we're going to be giving away our first car. We got 20 cars to give away here on the Chris Fade Show. Well, there's been a slight little change. And I'll explain it all at 7:30 this morning, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
How you guys? All good?
Yeah, doing okay.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel a little scatterbrained this morning.
Did you could tell when I walked in?
Yeah?
Yeah.
The vibes are off.
I could just see with what you're wearing.
What do you mean?
I feel like you just threw it together real quickly.
Oh my gosh.
What?
What are you...
She's a style icon, pretty.
She looks great.
It's maybe the sweater. Why you got a sweater on?
Oh,
it's hot.
It was cold. But look, wait.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, no, she's... Oh, what am I thinking? She's...
I put effort.
She's always cool, pretty.
She's Ella Della Queen. What's that name?
Cara Delevingne.
Yeah. I knew it sounded like Kella Kleen.
Yeah. Don't be like her, whatever you do.
Why? Oh, did she have some issues, didn't she?
I think so, yeah. It's like talking to herself outside with, like, you know, substance abuse. So.
Your hair looks good, though, Britt.
Allegedly.
Thanks, I washed it.
Oh, I can tell. Rossi, shave the beard. Why? What happened?
So the grey bit started to look like a scarf around my neck, and I couldn't find my razor, electric one. And I remembered that I got sent a free old school, you know, like a wet razor downstairs. It was left in the kitchen for some reason. So I did it this morning. I missed a bit of you.
Yeah, you look good. You look younger.
Do I?
I wish you never got that hair transplant, though.
Thank you, mate. I think nice of you to say.
Bald Rossi was fun, Rossi.
With the big beard?
It was fun, Rossi.
I had some guy trolling me yesterday on my Snapchat telling me, Chris, you need a hair transplant. You're going bald, do I? Do I need a hair transplant? I don't think I need a hair transplant.
No.
Where are you going?
Let's have a look, because you see those heads sometimes who have got like a, you know, the lines start forming like when they brush it back.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of hair. I don't think I need a hair transplant. I mean, yeah, I mean, it definitely thinned a little bit here, but like, it ain't like you need a hair transplant, right? You just, there's 7 messages yesterday on any video that I said, yo, you need a hair transplant. Yo, you're going bald. Yo, G, get a hair transplant.
Same guy.
Just a troll. I think he's just trolling. I think he's just trolling me.
Someone was trolling you over the weekend and I stuck up for you.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who? I didn't see.
Yeah,
Chris Fake or something they were calling you.
Yeah.
It was on the...
on what post?
The Talabat video of that amazing guy, Kasim.
Can I just say, why do people need to put hate on a beautiful video
sad.
Like that?
Because they're sad. I've worked it out. It took me a while to work it out over the years, but it's just that they're living sad lives. They're usually depressed themselves.
Like, we did it was a nice thing. It was a beautiful moment. And then you got to write something like that. Why?
Let's go troll him back, though.
No.
Don't.
But in the end, like, yeah, they're just a bit.
Well,
sad.
thanks for sticking up for me.
They want attention, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for sticking up for me.
Well, it's the first time, so.
Yeah, I know. 16 years later, I got it.
Save it. Remember that.
Okay, guys. Yeah, big show. 7:30, we'll announce what's going on with these cars. 20 brand new cars to give away. We announced it yesterday. Can you believe it?
Crazy.
Can you believe it?
Crazy.
Shout out to Al Haptor Motors, who helped us get 10 of those 20 cars. If you want to know and you've missed out on how to grab a free car, there's a whole thing you got to do.
We'll go
through it all later on. Next, though, help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio.
Sounds good. 0487155544. Be all the first caller.
0487155544. Call us up. Get on the radio with us. Tell us how you're doing. And help us choose the next song. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, let's go again. 04871-5544.
Pick my hits.
All right, Rachel, she's on the show. Hi, Rach.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you for a Tuesday?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling in. What do you do? What are you doing right now at like 6:08 in the morning?
I am on my way to work. I'm a primary school teacher.
Shout out, teachers. Teachers.
The best.
Yeah. We underappreciated, I feel like, that sometimes. You guys are...
It's hard work.
Yeah, I know. Well, Ross, your wife's a teacher. You know, right?
She is, yeah. Yeah. How many... where are you from first, Rachel? I can hear an accent. Where are you from?
St. Helens.
Yeah, not far from Liz. Not far.
St. Helens?
Yeah, she's not far from me, St. Helens.
So there's a football team, a rugby team called St. Helensburg. Is that...
Helens, there's a rugby team, yeah.
But
St. Helens is a rugby team, yeah.
Rugby league.
What's St. Helensburg? Is
don't
that...
know. Never heard of it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. just trying to get in.
What year do you teach in primary school, Rachel?
Year 5.
Mm. Okay, so they're getting a little bit older towards the end of the, the primary, right?
Yeah, perfect age. Perfect age.
It's cute because whenever we have anyone British on the show, Ross is involved. Do you see that, guys? He just wants to have a... If you weren't British, he wouldn't even say hello to you.
That's what?
Yeah, it's so
what
true.
What the junk you talking about? What are you talking
junk,
about?
Junk. That's a new word.
What are you talking about?
Like, you were so involved because she's from...
She's very, like, I've got a lot in common with her. She's a primary school teacher. I'm married to one. She's from near me.
Northerner.
Yeah, so, like, I've got things to talk about.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Okay, so let's just start talking about St. Helens then, how amazing it is. And
if you want.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that if...
There's some celebrities that come from St. Helens, like... what's his name come from there? Johnny Vegas.
Who?
Ricky Gervais. Oh, Johnny Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, Ricky Gervais.
Did you just get Johnny Vegas and Ricky Gervais mixed up? Oh, that's quality.
That's
who's Johnny Vegas?
Yeah.
He's a comedian. Just type in Johnny Vegas pottery and see what
Johnny
happens.
Johnny Vegas.
Okay, listen, Rach, thanks again for hanging out. We've got 4 songs to choose from. You're going to have to select one of them. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Nala.
Hello.
She's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I feel like I don't have a chance with Rossi, but you can pick me. It's Lose Yourself, Eminem.
That Nala's gone. Never let
it go. Oh, I don't want to know. One shot, do not miss your chance to blow.
This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. I've been you every day this week.
Good. Do you want to just do a little...
No, 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 no.
That's how he was every day.
I did not sound like that.
I did not sound like that.
Just chill, guys. Very loud. All right, just relax.
Why are you trying to... We're having a good time.
It's just too much talking.
I wish he would leave.
We're having such a good time.
It's just too much talking and shouting, okay?
Too much to...
Pretty, it's your turn.
Select your song, Pretty.
Rachel, I'm still not over my big surprise on Friday with AJ coming here. Still the Backstreet Boys. Rock your body. Yeah. My new friend, AJ. Right.
Yes, Rossi.
Let's ease ourselves into a Tuesday morning with the acoustic version of Times Like These by the
Times Like These, learn to live again.
By the Foo Fighters.
It's times like these, you give and give again. It's times like these, you learn.
Rachel, let's wake up. It's Guns N' Roses.
Ross and Rachel, just saying.
You're married.
You're married.
No, I'm joking. Like, it's just
disrespectful.
Sorry. She's, whatever.
All right.
Hit the vocal.
No, it's done.
They are the 4 options, Rachel. Which one do you want?
Okay. I have wanted this song since last Monday, and I just haven't rang in, but it's going to have to be Big Rossi and
Yes! Rachel, you are the best.
You guys are racist, all of you.
What?
Kristen!
Rachel.
That was terrible to say about Rachel.
No, Rachel. It's Rossi.
Rachel knows good music, don't you, Rachel? Thank you so much, Rachel, and I hope you're
Definitely.
All right. Maybe
She's
one day
amazing.
I'll run into you at Knowsley Safari Park.
Okay, now it's creepy.
What?
Rachel, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Have a wonderful day, you
No worries.
Apologies.
Thank
for
you,
Rossi.
You too, guys.
Thanks for listening, Rachel.
Cheers, Rach.
You made the wrong choice, sir. You made the wrong choice.
Yes, here we go. Rachel, what a legend.
Has he finally got a point?
Listen to this. Not yet.
Foo Fighters. Times like these.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away.
Oh, we've run out of time.
No.
And we'll have to, no, we've run out of. We had a long conversation with Rachel.
We have to play it.
Sore loser.
Follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining. I'm a white light blind and bright. Burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again. I'm a new day rising. I'm a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away? Leave it all behind. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again.
That's the Foo Fighters. Morning. Give Rossi a point. He's got one. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm off the mark. I'm not going to go like, I'm going to go like commercial like you. I might choose Michael Jackson next.
See how you go, Rossi. Good luck.
Thanks.
I was just saying, I think I'm going to start sleeping with a sleeping mask on. Anyone sleep with a sleeping mask on?
Eye mask. For your eyes, you mean?
No one.
Yeah, what do you, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What's a sleeping mask then for you?
Well, it could be a face mask, you know, like a sleep apnea mask. It could be, yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Okay.
I always thought you slept with
that. No.
What difference does
on
it
the
make?
On the plane, I do. On the plane, I would sleep on there, on like with a sleepy mask on. I'm going to buy one. I can see a good one here. I know.
Why
I want,
do you need it?
You know which one I want?
You got one. You got a really good one sent to you by Charlotte Tilbury.
No, see, the one that I want is... It's a sleeping mask, but it has like cut out holes for your eyes so you don't actually have anything pressing on your eyes, because that's what I would find annoying.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like your eyes are in a little cave.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like I'll be too scared. I've never slept with it.
There's a Bose one. That's meant to be amazing. Have you seen those Bose?
No, but like that would be uber expensive, wouldn't it?
Well, you know. Why don't you sleep with your Apple?
I'd be scared. Why would you be scared?
Why would you be scared with a sleeping mask?
Like something on your eyes.
What's going to happen? Nothing.
I don't know. I feel like I'll be scared. Like wake up and suddenly I see black.
You're
forget.
So strange, Nala.
So the reason why, and I'm no doctor, by the way, I've just been, looking at a few things, and
on
I found
the Google.
Out
on the Google.
Yeah, the Google. I've been on the Google. You
yeah,
see,
yeah.
Benefits of sleeping with a sleeping mask: it promotes deeper and more restful sleep.
Is it because there's no distraction whatsoever?
No light at all.
Yeah.
Creates a calmer environment than what it would without the sleeping mask. They also contribute to having better skin health by preventing direct light contact. I don't know how that works. Or wrinkles. So when you're sleeping, you know, your eyes aren't like wrinkled out. But yeah, I'm going to give it a go. I've been sleeping with this Apple Watch on, which is a little bit too big, to tell you the truth, to sleep with. But I'm going to tell you how much. I know that you're all interested to see how much sleep I'm getting.
Yeah. See, I had to not sleep with my watch anymore because of that exact reason.
Because you were looking at the sleeping.
I became obsessed. And then it made me sad. Because I would never hit the goal that you're supposed to hit. So I was I don't need to know.
How do I look for the sleep? Does anyone know on this thing?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Hold on.
It's like a mini computer here.
Go to.
I got this thing and I don't use it enough. I only use it to count my calories.
That's unlike you, isn't it? Buying stuff and not using it.
You stop it. All right. I use my stuff all the time.
Apart from that.
It should be in health, I think.
Health.
While you're looking for that, I use an application called Snorlab. And
here, there's a sleep.
It monitors your snoring. Icon. So you can.
No, that turns the watch off into sleep mode, doesn't it?
Does it? No, it's this. It gives you the state.
What's that, Ross?
No, it gives you your.
That's you. Okay.
Is that you
that's,
sleeping?
That's my machine, but.
Oh,
it's a baby waking up.
Do you have to sleep with it? Because you have sleep apnea. You have to sleep with that mask on every night, huh? Man, that must be like, that mustn't be fun, right? Like, you can't just get into bed and fall asleep because you have to put this mask on.
Yeah,
and
that's then how
do
noisy.
You, can you not turn, how do you turn over? You got to
it's
call
fine, it. You can turn it over. You've got a really long tube on it.
Oh, man, that must be, I'm sorry.
See, like, that would scare me.
Yeah, that'd be scary, too.
But, like, what happens is.
I found my sleep.
When your throat closes over, it blows wind down your mouth and opens it up again, basically.
So sleep apnea that Rossi's got, it's a serious thing. And many people have it with that. They don't even know they have it.
Yeah,
and it's like your throat closes when you're sleeping and you stop breathing. And so you wake up going,
yeah,
right?
Nearly die three times a night. Anyway, back to you.
Oh, I'll tell you my sleep. Oh, I lost it.
Oh, my.
I found it. Everyone just wait. No, I don't want to talk about anything else until I get to this moment.
Okay, while you're doing that.
No, I just said I don't want to talk about anything else.
Look, though, quick. Look.
No, I'm not looking. No one look at it.
I'm looking.
Eye masks with speakers in and stuff like that.
I've got that. Okay, I got 20. I was awake for 20 minutes. I had 1 hour, 6 minutes of REM, which is rapid eye movement. That's the biggest one you want.
Great band.
Core, 4 hours, 19. Deep. I need more deep. 46 minutes.
Oof.
So what's that? 4, 5, 6 hours. I had 6 hours.
Bless you.
Can you try not to sneeze when I'm talking about my sleeping habits?
Virgin Radio 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
Did you guys see the video?
Which one?
Ryan Reynolds is Yas Island Abu Dhabi's newest chief island officer. He, of course, takes on the role after Jason Momoa, who took the role from Kevin Hart. Here's a little bit of the video.
I've been an actor, a producer, a Welsh football club owner, and I could go on. Now, the new chief island officer of Yas Island, Abu Dhabi.
He's a great choice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know why they haven't chosen Rossi and I as duvet to be like their ambassadors. Yeah.
You know what? I feel like, you know, they've been really rising in the ranks. Maybe duvet is the next step.
Making our way there, yeah.
Kevin Hart, Jason Momoa, Ryan Reynolds, duvet, like.
Maybe you guys. Seriously. I think you guys are too big.
Good. Yeah, I think we are too big.
I mean, actually, I like to work hard and they don't seem to do much, so I don't want it.
Okay. Justin Bieber did a photo dump on Instagram this weekend. Did you guys see it?
I saw it, yeah.
One of the photos sparking major concern because he's in tears. He's like in literal tears in this photo.
A lot of people take photos or videos of when they cry. I can't imagine doing that. Like, I can't imagine actually being, like, I'm in tears. Like, I'm crying. And then my mind's like, let me just take a photo of this or let me get my phone out whilst I'm crying. And then, like, I'd be crying because then I wouldn't be able to cry.
I wonder if people do it to document a moment that they felt low.
Well, then he posted it.
Yeah, he posted the photo. Fans flooded the...
Hey, could you just pass me my phone? Thanks. I'm just crying. Thanks so much.
Anyways, okay. Fans were like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Haley even commented saying, you're such a pretty crier. You know, there's a whole feud going on between Quavo and Chris Brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, massive.
Did you see this conspiracy theory?
What?
So Quavo had a recent concert and it was empty in the U.S. state of Connecticut, okay? And there's a theory going around that Chris Brown bought a ton of tickets to the show so that would show up. Because if you look at it, it's empty. The stadium is empty.
If I had that type of Chris Brown money and I had beef with another artist, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be like,
petty.
Go and buy 20,000 tickets.
That's funny. That's the conspiracy theory. He has not claimed it. And talking about concerts, Doja Cat made a statement which I believe, Chris, you will agree with.
Hit me.
She says, parents, do not bring children to my show.
Oh, yeah.
So she wrote on social, I don't know who you think this is, but I don't make music for children. So please leave your kids at home. She did not say it that nicely. I just reworded it.
Well, here's the deal. I don't think parents understand what's going on at these shows. First of all, I think parents are out of touch of the music that their kids listen to.
Yeah.
I don't think they realize it. I know what my kids listen to. It ain't good.
Yeah.
Right. But I also know that I can't stop them from listening to it. We live in a world right now, and I'm not talking about the radio. The radio do a good job censoring music and not putting songs on.
Yeah.
There are massive, big songs that we know kids are listening to, but we won't put them on because we feel like we have a sense of responsibility, right? Yeah. But there are other, obviously, platforms that don't need to follow those guidelines, and they can put whatever they're on. So when you go to these type of shows. Not only are the lyrics bad, but Doja Cat is like, she's very, very
mature.
Kind of R-rated in some aspects.
But like, think of her first song that she released though, Say So, right? That was such a kiddie poppy song.
And then she went into, you're right, it was.
My kids loved that song.
Yeah.
So true. But also like, look back at the days when we were younger.
Yeah.
We used to get like explicit cassette tapes, like Kevin Wilson from Australia.
But it would have a sticker on it. You weren't allowed to go to the CD store and buy that unless you were over the age of 18 or 21.
You get it through your mates, copied it in school and stuff.
But I think also listening to the songs at home and going to the show where it's a lot more amplified are two vastly different things. So she's saying, do not come to my concert.
Yeah, like I took both my daughters to Drake in LA when we were there.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that there was going to be a lot of profanity, and there was. You know, but I took that upon myself that I trust my daughters, their judgment, they're good girls. I hope I'm raising them right. But I think Doja Point does have a point. But I think parents, we are naive. I think we're naive. I don't think we know what's really going on sometimes.
At the shows?
Yep. And on social media, at the shows, on their Snapchat, all that.
It's a lot, though. It's too much to keep track of.
So much. Got to be careful. Thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. Chris.
Yeah, sorry.
I understand it's an important game.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm watching the Lakers play now. They're
game
playing.
Game five. It's crucial. So I know.
Let me explain this to the non-basketball or sporting fans. If this team, my team, the Los Angeles Lakers, if they don't win this match today, they're out of the tournament. They're out of the league. Pretty much how Everton is. Okay? So that's what we're trying to get to. We don't want to lose, you see. We're live at 6:42. This is Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
So we went viral yesterday. This video that we put up was shared, I think, more than 2,500 times. Everybody's talking about it. And I love that because we here on the Chris Fade Show, we here at Virgin Radio want to give back.
Exactly.
Welcome to Dubai Gives Back. We're giving away 20 brand new cars. 20 brand new cars. Can you believe it? But we're not giving them away to everybody. We really want to get these cars to the right people, the people that really need them, the people that lost their cars in floods that happened here in the UAE. Go to virginradiodubai.com, upload some photos, answer some questions, and you never know, you could be winning a brand new car. We could be giving it to you.
Exactly. So we had 10 cars, and then Al Haptor Motors said, you know what, we'll match those 10 cars. And now we've got these 20 to give away. So if you know someone who could use this, let them know, upload their story to virginradiodubai.com. Now, here's the thing, though. We are vetting this. Like, we are making sure that whoever gets this car actually needs it, is unable to pay for another car. We don't want this to go to someone who doesn't need it, you know?
Yeah, like, we're getting a few, like, a lot of, some people are, like, entering this competition and, like, they've got full insurance on their car and they're eventually going to get the money back or the car back. We're looking for people that probably didn't have their car insured.
Correct.
Or it was only third party.
And it's completely gone and there's no way to recover it.
And they're struggling. Honestly, struggle street. We want to help people that really, really, really need it. Okay?
Exactly, yeah.
So go to virginradiodubai.com. All right, virginradiodubai.com. You fill out the details, you get it all in. And then that's when we could be calling you back and giving you a brand new car.
Exactly.
It'd be great. And they're downstairs. We went and had a look at them yesterday.
They look so good.
I did a video with it. If you want to go to Virgin Radio DXB on Instagram, go check out these cars. One's a Mitsubishi, one's a JAC. Mm-hmm. Both really, really good. But it's Virgin Radio Dubai gives back.
Hit the website, virginradiodubai.com.
Get on it. Morning. There he is. He's disappeared, ladies and gentlemen. Rossi, nowhere to be seen. Prepare to fail, fail to prepare.
He went to his car for an important mission. You know why he went.
Yeah, but he should have done this. All should have been prepared yesterday, not during the show.
Well, that's my fault.
Where's Rossi? It's just because I miss him. You know that. We've missed Nala. She's back. Hi, Nala.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I missed you all.
Good. We missed you. You missed a lot. You missed the Backstreet Boys. Oh. You missed giving away these cars that we discussed. You missed
and
a lot.
The tips.
The little tips to our riders.
I always miss so much.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Rossi's back. Thank you for joining us, Ross.
Unsuccessful trip.
Oh, come on, mate. We're trying to blow up a basketball here. What do you need? You need the pin.
Yeah.
Anyone got a basketball pin? We need to blow up a basketball.
I'll order one off Insta shop.
Did you try doing it with your mouth?
Yeah. And the pump. I've got a pump in my car.
I put it all over my mouth before you put it over yours. So I was trying to blow up this balloon ball and I put all my saliva there as well.
Are you 7 years old?
I think Rossi did the same thing.
7 years old.
You had the cold sore the other day.
I did. Well, I don't think it was a cold sore. I think it was like a...
I saw you applying some cream.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was a cold sore. But yeah, you're going to get it now. Good. Hold on. You're the one with the cold sores every week. Oh,
I can't believe that you had a massive cold sore and you were putting cream on and I've just done that. What an idiot.
Rossi's trying to like make that like it's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I suffer from them as well, but I don't want yours because it means if I come into contact with it, I'll start getting them. That's how it works. Because one time I used Liz's toothbrush and then... No.
This is... I'm so glad to be
by
back.
By accident.
7:10. What's happening with our 20 brand new cars? I'll tell you at 7:30 this morning. Right now, Benson Boone. But if you want to play the pop quiz, 10,000 dirhams cash is next. Call me.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better. Then the last four cold Decembers, I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night. And that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've
got enough. I've got peace and I've got love, but I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God, I need
it's
beautiful.
Virgin Radio 104.5. I love that. Beautiful things here on the Chris Fade Show.
I was scrolling the gram yesterday. Mm. Oh, I went on a deep dive yesterday.
Did you?
But the video that I stopped at was Cruz eating.
Oh, we fed our son for the first time some solids. Well, they say solids, but it was mushed.
It was like puree, right?
Puree food, yeah. We gave him first time.
What was it?
Organic brown rice and broccoli.
Ooh.
So, yeah. it's funny, humans, like, love the rice. The broccoli was like, he just did not want to have any more of it.
But
supposedly they say it takes 6 tastes of something for the baby to then be okay with it.
Oh.
So we just kept feeding it. But he was so cute.
He was okay with it in the end?
He loved it. He loved it. Yeah,
it was a bit of,
like, it's pretty epic. Like, I'm watching, he's my child, right? But apart from being my child, I'm watching a person, a human, eat for the first time.
Pretty cool.
Like, not just milk, I'm saying. Mm. I put a video up on my Instagram if you want to go see it. He is, and I know he's my son, but he's adorable, and I love him so much.
There's some very interesting food combinations with, like, these Ella's pouches and stuff. For instance, imagine eating this. This is in one of the pouches that you feed a baby. Sweet potatoes, pumpkins, apples, and blueberries together.
Get them all. Yeah, I guess it'd be nice, though, because it's plain and sweet together.
Oh, maybe.
It becomes like a sweet puree.
What's the next food on the list?
We're going to just do eggs and turkey bacon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to mash that up. Yeah, I want him to start eating meat now. he's on a bulk. Hit me with the free.
Money, with the Chris Vachos 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop
on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow!
Crystal is on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, superstar. You ready to win some money?
Of course. Finally, you know, I've been trying to call every day. And it's like, oh, come on. It's like, I keep on trying to dial every day. And finally.
Got through, huh? What do you do?
I work for cinemas.
Which cinema?
Like the Delta Dame Cinemas. Vox Cinemas.
Oh, you work for Vox Cinemas. There we go. Do you get to watch the movies at all when you're working there? Like, do you pop in? I always wonder. Do you pop in and just sit in the back row and be like, oh, I'm going to watch this?
Well, actually, we are eligible to watch one for us free and for our anyone who's with us.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
What is it? One for free?
Yeah.
And four for what? Others?
No, and plus one. So you get two tickets.
Plus one.
That's a sweet deal.
Yeah.
What do you eat? What's your go-to snack at the theater?
Say fit.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying, what do you eat? Like, when you go to a movie theater, what's your, like, snack of choice?
Of course, the popcorn, nachos, hot foods, like hot dogs, burgers.
Yeah, like the nachos. Like, even though they're, like, just so plain and simple.
So good.
They're good.
It's the cheese.
It's that squeezy cheese, isn't it? Yeah, it's that pro. In America, when you go to the theater, you do it all yourself. So they just give you a plate of, like, the chips on its own. And then you go to, like, the bench and you just start squirting this cheese. Like, and it's just like, you put it. I've seen people with, like, 7 liters of this cheese on the corn chips.
Just for them.
They're like 3 jalapenos and they put it in. I'm like, man, America. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crystal, you know the deal. Ten questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
You good to go?
Yep.
All right. Is there anyone else in the car with you? I feel like you're getting ready to cheat.
No. My husband is driving beside me, and she's like, oh, my God.
All right. Here we go. Good luck. We really want you to win all the money right now.
Come on.
Rack Bank on the line. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Crystal, your time starts right now. Who sings the song Slow Hands in This Town?
Pass.
What country was Billie Eilish born in?
UK.
What company created the slogan Just Do It?
Nike.
True or false, speed skating is an Olympic sport?
I'm sorry?
Speed skating is an Olympic sport. True or false?
False.
Who stars as Thanos in Avengers Endgame?
Avengers Endgame. Pass.
Who is older, Cristiano Ronaldo or David Beckham?
I'm sorry, again?
Who is older, Cristiano Ronaldo or David Beckham?
Older, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Who sings the songs Rolling in the Deep and Hello?
Rolling in the Deep and Hello, Adele.
Who sings the song Smack... Are you repeating the question so your husband hears them so he tries to give you the answer?
I'm trying, but it's...
I know,
I'm
but like... I say it all the time. Don't ever get any help on the pop quiz. It will only make you go worse than you think. 200 dirhams cash is all yours. Congratulations.
I want to give you more.
Like, I want this money to go, but yeah, whenever you try to get someone to help you, it never works.
It fails.
It only gets worse. Yeah. Niall Horan sings This Town. Billie Eilish, born in America. True. Olympic sport is speed skating. Josh Brolin plays Thanos. David Beckham is older than Ronaldo. That's all we got up to. Crystal, you're a legend. Thanks for doing what you do, and God bless, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Pop quiz back tomorrow, 7:10. Are we giving away our first brand new car next? I'll tell you. Hold on. It's Virgin. Rossi still unsuccessful in blowing up the basketball.
Not giving up.
But he's walking around the office. He's like MacGyver trying to find it. They've brought a soccer ball, a football in to the studio, just in case we don't have that basketball for our guests coming in at 8 o'clock, which is the lethal shooter. 7:32, we're live. This is Virgin Radio. Welcome back to the Chris Fade Show. Guys, let's do this.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
In my 22 years on radio, 16 of them being here in the UAE, yesterday was the biggest giveaway that I've ever, ever announced. 20 brand new cars. 20 brand new cars were given away. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And it's for a good reason. Those horrific floods that we went through 10 days ago, many of you lost your cars. And for many of you, you can't afford to buy a new car. Insurance won't cover it. And you're in a bit of a rut. You're stuck. You don't know what to do. That's where we come into play. Virgin Radio, yes? Dubai gives back. That's what it's called. And we are here to hopefully get you a brand new car.
So what you do is go to virginradiodubai.com. You'll see Dubai Gives Back on there. And you tell us your story. Go into the details. Show us the photos of the car. We're going through the process. We have so many entries coming through, Chris. And we're really trying to find the people who deserve it, who need it.
So, big shout out to Al Haptor Motors. They donated 10 of these cars, right?
Yeah.
So this is the deal. We were meant to give one away today. We wanted to start giving them away today, but we were inundated with entries.
Yeah.
Like
so many.
Beyond what we thought. You know, we had a number in our mind that we all agreed would probably expect. It's 10 times that, guys. 10 times that. So we've got a committee put together. And in that committee, they go through every single entry. Because we want to make sure that the right person, the right family, receives this brand new car. We don't want to give... And this is not cruel, but we don't want to give it to somebody that we know could probably afford to get another car.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's not the deal here. The deal is we want to make sure that these cars go to people or families that are doing it tough.
So, you know, just taking the extra time to kind of investigate the situation and make sure the family that is getting this car truly, truly needs it.
Now, entries close on Thursday. All right?
Okay.
So if you want to get into this, you've got to apply before Thursday because then we're shutting it.
So virginradiodubai.com is where you go to get your story in. We want to see photos. We're going to ask you details about the car, about the insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So virginradiodubai.com, spread the word.
All right, get on there, upload it, and, you know, just... Man, we just want to give... These cars are beautiful, by the way. One's a Mitsubishi Attrage.
Yeah.
The other one is a JAC.
S3 Plus.
And I went down and had a look at them because we've got them downstairs in the car park here. They're really, really beautiful cars.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're really beautiful cars. They're going to go to somebody. They're going to change someone's life. I lost my car.
It's gone, right?
Like my car's gone. I've got it through to the insurance. They haven't got back to me yet.
Mm.
I had to go and make the police report. It's not an easy process. But, you know, I can afford a new car. I'll be all right. I can buy a new car, but there's people that can't. So,
exactly.
Welcome to Dubai Gives Back, right here on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Again, we will close the entries on Thursday. So, get involved in this if you think you need it. Go to virginradiodubai.com. We're live. Virgin Radio 104.4. Rhonda, what's up?
Good morning, Chris. I love this song, but I don't know who sings it.
Neither do I. Oh, I'm supposed to know because I'm the radio guy, right? Teddy, okay. Teddy Swims. Teddy Swims. It's by Teddy Swims. It's called Lose Control.
Okay, right. Very nice. Yeah. I love it. I feel like dancing waltz beat. The melody is like waltz.
Like a slow dance, right? I feel that.
Yeah.
You know what? Tiesto did a remix to it. Can I play it? Falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control. Teddy Swims just posted this up about a month back. And he was like, yo, I'm so honored to have Tiesto do a remix to my song. Wait for it, wait for it. If you want to come and party with us, BCH, Cancelled Music. Yeah, Dean Curtis and myself, Cancelled Music, BCH on the Palm on Friday. Friday night, we're going to be there. This is a little bit harder than waltzing music, Rhonda.
Yes, but it looks like a Tina Turner vibe.
When you're not next to me. It's good, huh? I'm falling apart. You don't like it? In front of
you, can't you see? You know why?
Because the original is so good.
It's just, there's something about the way he sings that song.
Yeah.
It just gets to you emotionally.
Yes. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me.
Right, Maddie. I think it's cool. Right, Maddie. Cancel Music, Friday night, BCH. Already, please.
It's only Tuesday, Chris.
That's all right. Good mix. Thankfully, Dean Curtis will mix that better than I will.
For sure.
All right. Yeah. But come down and hang out with us. BCH on Friday night. Cancel Music is back. And good morning. It's 7:48. 20 brand new cars. Do you need one? Do you really need one? Did you lose your car in the flood? Go to virginradiodubai.com. Winning starts this week. Winning starts this week. All right, pretty.
Should we switch gears here for a second?
Switch it. Go. Let's talk. I mean...
We're talking Lily Allen right now, is that right?
Yeah, Lily Allen. Something that she's done that's causing a little bit of controversy.
If you don't know Lily Allen, she's a UK singer-songwriter, very talented.
Yeah.
This is one of her songs.
Never heard of this song in my life.
It's caught hot out here.
No, you should be playing stuff like Fear or Smile by Lily Allen.
She had this one, Air Balloon, as well.
I know this one.
Good talent. Good talent artist.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
So she was doing like an interview recently and with her best friend. She's like, oh, I'm flying to London for your birthday party. I'm going to be in first class. My daughter will be in economy.
Oh, my gosh.
And
really?
It's caused so much backlash against Lily. So her daughter is 12 or 13, I believe. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to be in first class, but she can sit in economy.
I think it's worth pointing out that I think she had a guardian with her in economy.
No,
right?
She said alone.
Really?
Yeah. How old's the daughter?
13, like 12, 13.
I got a 13-year-old. I don't, actually. I've got a 12 and a 14-year-old, not 13 yet. Okay, Fox. This is... Okay, first of all, let's start off with, let's check out the net worth of Lily Allen. Let's see what she's valued at on the internet. Now, these internet valuations are fake.
Yeah, never right.
Because they value me and my worth, and it goes all over the place.
Okay, wait.
So it's too low, is it?
Sometimes it's way too low, yeah.
So they say around 20 mil?
USD.
Yeah.
I'd say that's about right, Lily Allen.
20 mil.
Selling out shows. She used to sell out a lot of shows.
Okay, so there's someone else who does this, and it's Gordon Ramsay. He does the same thing.
Yeah.
So I am with Lily Allen. I think it's good to keep the kids grounded. If they want to get into the economy or into the business class, work hard yourselves.
I don't think it's... I mean, if the kid was like 5 and sitting on their own, I get it. I mean, I'm like, okay. They're 12, 13... I don't know, Chris, would you do that?
You got to keep them grounded.
Well, let's open this up. Let's get everyone's opinion, first of all, before we give ours. 0487155544. Is it okay for mum or... you just had a sip of your coffee, like, but into the microphone.
It's a big gulp, too. That's coffee cold now.
Nobody noticed that at
all. We all stopped and looked.
Yeah, in the studio. Person listening down the radio would not have heard.
All right,
that.
Call us. Firstly, did you hear Rossi gulp? Secondly, is it okay to put your kid in economy if you're flying business or first class? Or no, they should be flying with you in business or first class. Give me a call, 0487155544.
The only way it would be bad if there was a Samuel L. Jackson snakes on a plane situation.
Stop.
And you needed to help them. That's it.
No. I think the age of the kid is obviously an important thing.
Okay, let's talk about you then. Because I don't think Rossi is in this category. I think his kids are too young at the moment, right? So you have older kids. Mm. You have a 14 and a 12-year-old.
Yeah, they fly business with me every time I fly.
Let's just say hypothetical situation. Mm. If you, for some reason, had to put them in economy and you in business or
would you? That'd be
fine. But would you do that?
Yeah, but why would I have to?
Because you were saying last week, gratitude is our attitude.
Yeah.
So you need to keep the feet on the ground.
But they're in an airplane.
Yeah, it's
bad joke.
Good one.
Don't you agree, Chris?
I think it's the way that you bring your children up. And I would like to think that my children... are aware of the situation every time we do fly, and they fly in business. I didn't fly business class until I was 30 years old, right? That was the first time I ever flew business class. I was 30, right? And I told the kids all the time, you guys have mainly only ever flown business class.
Yeah.
And they have flown economy, you know, when they were younger. And I said to them, so I want you to understand that this life that you have right now is something that you should never take for granted. But I also teach them that when they turn 18 or 19 or 20 and they have their own lives, daddy ain't paying for your business class tickets anymore.
Ah, that's good.
You know, I let them know.
To see this, and this is going to come quickly, by the way.
And I tell them, I said,
you better do that.
You know, one day you guys are going to have your little lives traveling the world, and I want, like, daddy, don't be like, daddy, can I get a business? Like, that's on you then.
You figure out how to.
Yeah, so I
fund
said,
it.
Yep, you enjoy your life now. If you want to start building towards earning that type of money, I'm here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to help, if you want to be part of our family business, I will bring you in. I can start paying you. But, you know, I think it's about how you raise the kids,
right?
Yeah,
I agree.
But I'm sure they're, you know, I don't know, putting them in me sitting in first class with the kids in economy, I would feel guilty.
You feel guilty.
If I had money, if I had the money to do so, I'd feel, I don't know, I'd feel guilty about it. Rizan, did you hear Rossi's gulp?
I heard Rossi, and I applaud Rossi. I clap for you, Rossi.
Thank you very much.
I have three kids. I have three kids. I travel in business. They travel in economy when they're together. Mm-hmm. If one of them is traveling alone with me, then he would straight come to business. Because I feel it's just too privileged for kids to be traveling business. I am older. I have back pain, and I've earned the right. I've earned it.
Now you threw in the back pain. Yeah. See that one? She threw in the back pain, people. No.
Well, she's earned it. She's worked hard.
Yeah. She has. She exactly. has. Yeah, but I also believe, like, yeah, I guess, listen, it depends on cash flow. It depends on how much money you got. You know, for, you know, I see families.
I can afford putting them all in business with me, but then when they turn 18, how will they accept suddenly to be taller, bigger, and in economy? It's like my sense of the brands that I wear and that I wouldn't allow my kids to wear.
Yeah, but Rizan, you're going to get older one day and they're going to be too old and you're going to be flying with them anymore and you're going to be like, I wish I flew with them in business when they were younger. I didn't have that opportunity.
I'm sure they've had one try of it, Rizan, right?
Excuse me?
I'm sure your kids have tried it once or twice in business.
Of course, when we travel very long distance, like to the US, it's automatically a business with
right.
me.
But oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. That's automatically. So you're looking after them. You're looking after them. All right, Nasila, kids in economy, you in first class. You okay with it?
Yeah, fine with it.
Fine with it. No guilt, nothing?
No, because, I mean, okay, look, in this case, she's only 12.
Yep.
So she's still got a few more years to go, and I'm sure her mom is going to put her in business class at some point.
Yeah.
But there's no harm in her learning what happens in economy.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah, I think it's important that you know the levels of economy to business to first. But there are some kids, especially here, that only know first class or business class.
Mm-hmm.
They've never walked to the back, you know?
Yeah, like my kids come home and they ask me the question, when can we fly first class?
No. Honestly, I didn't even know what first class was.
Honestly, they ask me and I'm like, oh, this is worrying. This is scary. I need to, you know, make sure that they don't get conditioned to it.
Fadi?
Yeah, hi.
Tell me, brother, business for the kids or no?
Man, business class should never have kids.
Why?
Wealthy people fly first class, average people fly economy, and business class is for business people.
Look at this guy.
Flying on a business trip.
Got no idea, bro.
I'm an average person. Hi.
What do you do? What do you? I mean, are you flying first, business or economy, and do you have kids?
I have kids that are adult enough, but they fly economy when I fly business.
Ah, interesting.
They have to earn it. It's not given.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm all about, I want my kids to earn it, but at the same time, like, I want to give them that. It makes me feel happy when I see my kids sitting in a business class seat. I don't know why.
You can do it once or twice, but not every time.
Yeah, I mean, we fly twice a year as a family together. Usually, I mean,
you are going to Australia. Though,
yeah,
let's
like
be honest.
15-hour flights to LA, 15.5-hour flights to LA, or 14.5. I just got to know, but they'd be fine with it. Like I have put them in economy previously, and they were fine. Like I remember once there was no, there weren't enough seats in business, so I put them in the economy, and they were fine with it. Like they were like they didn't care. They didn't care, which was a good thing to have,
that's
right?
That's good, yeah.
We're talking about Lily Allen, the singer, flying first class and putting her 13-year-old in the back in economy.
I wonder
economy.
What the reason was, though. Did she say the reason?
No, she didn't say.
So, like, was it saving money? I mean,
no, I think so. I don't think saving money is what Lily Allen was thinking of when she did that.
Oh, she's married to David Harbour?
Exactly.
Stephen, what are your thoughts?
Yes, for me, if it's just one child, I would prefer we fly together in business. If I cannot afford it for both of us, we'll both fly in economy because I'll feel bad leaving my child in economy while I'm in business.
Yeah, good, smart. I like it. Marin, finally.
Yes, hi. Well, you know, here's the thing. I've been flying first class and my kids business class. But at this point, I wouldn't be putting them in the economy class and me flying first class, okay? Not on the same plane, but they should be grounded, absolutely. My daughter, she's been flying economy for school. She absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. But for Lily, I don't know what the point is, her sitting in the first class and putting her in economy.
So you sit in first class, your kids are in business.
Yeah, with their dad.
That's amazing.
With their dad?
Hold on. Dad's got thrown into business as well. You're the only one up in first class.
Good job.
Are you the breadwinner?
Yeah, I'm the mommy.
Yeah.
I'm the mommy, yeah.
Maren's worked out that. That's a good situation. That's a good situation. No, when you can, you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you can, you can.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Lily Allen, I guess it's sort of pretty much, I don't know, I was going to say divide the room, but it hasn't. I feel like more of you are saying, yeah, put them in economy.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
I think for you also, it's you think worst case scenario.
You're right. If the plane crashes, I want to make sure we're together.
So like you're a nervous flyer as it is. So I feel like it's not really for them. You need your family next to you to calm you down so you can fly.
Yeah. And one of my daughters is a bit of a nervous flyer as well. So she always wants to like see me.
So
I want to, I do think that like if there was anything going on in the plane, like I'm going to be sitting in the front and they're in the back, like on their own scared.
You're going to be anxious
like,
the whole
time. Turbulence and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what a great UAE chat.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, but most of our callers like, I play only for first class. Yeah, you know, that's what I do. I put the kids in that horrible business class, you know. You've flown business before. Nala, you ever flown business?
Never.
Ross, you flown business?
A year ago, when I went to the London Marathon. I don't mention it a lot, though.
That was not a year ago.
A few years ago, 2019.
We got it. One day we'll get you'll get in that business seat.
I never knew there was a difference between business and first class. I just thought there's like first class and then there's economy.
I'm so happy that he's in the studio. It's the one, the only, the lethal shooter. It's Chris Matthews.
Thank you for having me, man.
Man, I love following you on social media. I think what you do is cool. It's just cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. How did this even happen? And when what do you tell people you do?
Well, as you know, I'm a trainer, but during quarantine, I wanted to think out of the box. That's when I started coming out with creative content, and that's what led me here to Dubai. Being here with Red Bull, thinking out of the box as a trainer,
right.
I'm able to do, you know, sick rims and sick ideas that a lot of people aren't thinking about.
Yeah, so basketball is what the lethal shooter is all about, and he's got this art of being able to teach someone how to shoot a basketball the right way, and it's like it's like a science. It's like a science with what you do. Now, you and I were hanging out at the Red Bull half-court 3-on-3 tournament, which was so cool. How was it seeing some of the ballers here in Dubai?
It's pretty awesome. You know, this is my first time here, so I know what to expect. But I love the ballers. Like I was saying before, I love the community. I love the people.
Yeah.
I love the food. So, you know, as a hooper and as anybody around the world, this is a place you should visit.
Yeah, see? I like that. Okay. I don't know if you saw on Chris's Instagram the other day. You went up against a robot.
Yep.
Really? Yeah, oh, wow. I saw that.
And that blew my mind, man.
What was his name? Steph Curry.
The robot didn't miss.
No.
So, now what we didn't see in the edit, because it might have been there, does it take a while to program that shot?
Yeah, it does. What a lot of people didn't see behind the scenes, each shot might take about 10 seconds. So when we were doing the content, not saying it was an excuse because we did tie, but if it was shooting repeatedly, my muscle memory is a little bit stronger because I could stay in rhythm. Yeah. So when a robot was shooting, I had to wait and then I shoot. So it was a blessing to tie because the robot actually really doesn't miss. So the way the scientists do it, if it shoots 100 threes, it'll literally make like 98. If it shoots 50 half-court shots, it'll make like 42, 48. Wow. So,
it's crazy. Like, it's just a big hand that flips the and it was...
Could it do it from the other end, like by the home?
It can go to the other end of the court nearly, right, if it wanted to?
The furthest it can go is the other end free throw line.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's far.
All right, so I was going to say, go pretty. You want to say something?
Well, I want to say, okay, so you are obviously always been into basketball, right? But there's a difference between, okay, I've been in basketball, you've done your time, pro, whatever it is. Sure. But then how do you get to the point where you're training the celebrities, where you're training the players in the NBA, you know?
Yeah. So as you know, I am an NBA trainer. I'm a consultant as well for Nike. But like I was saying, on my spare time, I think out of the box for Red Bull and I train like a Drake or a Future. Or let's say, for example, last night I was with Floyd, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Because that's one of my mentors and he respects my shooting. Mm-hmm. So when I first started, 21 Savage reached out to me and was like, yo, let's get in the gym. So at that time I was full throttle. I'm only doing NBA guys. So I trained 21 Savage. And then when I did that, all the celebrities started reaching out to me to train. So that's what led to like Flea, Machine Gun Kelly, Then all the celebrities started to know who I am.
That's so cool.
It's not like I'm just training them to train them. So, like, I did Jennifer Hudson.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did Juan Carlos. Cool. So it's not like if you're a celebrity, I'm being nice to you. I'm really trying to teach you the same way I train a KCP or a Grayson Allen or a Jaylen Brown. So I'm not starstruck. I'm trying to take your game to the next level, because in basketball, if you're pushing somebody's mental, it's just like in here. If I train you right now in basketball and you come on a radio show, it's the same mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I'm training them, I'm not trying to be their friend. I'm really trying to be their coach.
So you're telling me I still have hope to be in the WNBA?
Yeah. Well, of course, you wouldn't make in WNBA right now. But we can. I can have you shooting like one of the top shooters in the WNBA if you're consistent with me.
Because, yeah, he's so good.
Are you free later? I want to go to Magic Planet. It's an arcade area. We can win some tickets.
I've done that. Even at carnivals.
The cool thing was, and I experienced only a small moment of you teaching someone, which was me. I was blindfolded at this Red Bull 3-on-3 comp, right? They blindfolded me, and then the lethal shooter, Chris, needed to guide me and get these shots in whilst I was blindfolded.
Right.
But he was standing behind me, and your voice was actually, I thought, the key to this.
Yeah.
He was like, just breathe. Yeah. Breathe.
Calm down.
Yeah. Just a little bit less on that shot. And I was like, nice. Hey, this is really nice. Like, could you hang out more often with me?
It's therapy.
Like, when I wake up in the morning, tell me, good on you, Chris. Like, you're going to have a great day. It's so cool. How was Drake? Like, because did you do it in his basketball court? Like, because he's got an infamous basketball court, Drake.
In his house.
To his house.
Yeah, I've been to his house multiple times. I just started training him, I would say, 4 years ago. The first time we trained was in Beverly Hills. And it's pretty cool. You know, it's Drake. So, you know, when you're training him, he wants to be trained like the best, like I say in all my interviews. He doesn't want to be pampered to. So I train him the same way, like I tell you, like I train a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Anthony Davis or Sabonis, and he's willing to learn. You know, the one thing a lot of these people have to understand about top celebrities, when they want you to train them, they're the best because their ability to learn. If you can't learn and listen, you're not going to be the best.
Sure.
And that's what I've been learning as well. It's an honor to train these type of people.
Drake's got some game, though. Like, he can ball.
Yeah. Oh, he can hoop. He can really hoop. He's, like I said, as all the rappers, you know, I've trained 2 Chainz. Any rapper that you can name, the creme de la creme, Polo G, Quavo, all those guys, I've trained them. So, and I'm going to be training Lil Durk soon, too. So that's my guy.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Drake always posts his son, Adonis, playing ball. Yep. Have you, like, seen him play? Is he good?
Yeah, so we spoke about that. I'll probably be training him as well. So,
that's cool. I mean, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know what I mean? Because Drake, you know, when I went to his house a few times, the house is amazing, by the way. But, you know, you can't be starstruck with some
of
the house. Because I go to, like, Flea's house or Machine Gun Kelly's house or Drake's house. So you can't go, hey, what's up, Drake? Oh my goodness. So you have to, like, all right, Drake, let me go here. But you're in your mind, you're like, you know what? This is motivation. I use this to motivate myself.
I love that.
You know what I mean? So
that's awesome.
He has a full court in his house, NBA certified. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has Kobe's jersey in the back. He has a plasma screen on the wall that's like something that belongs in the NBA stadium. He has therapy in there. He has cold tubs. When you go upstairs, like, all these snacks, any snack you can think of,
just there.
They have it there.
That's,
you know,
so
what I mean?
Cool.
That's awesome.
I always want snacks, but I can't seem greedy. You know what I mean?
You should
get some of your snacks in there.
Yeah.
You've got snacks. Give them.
You should. I mean, I'd be cleaning them out, putting them in my bags, and I'll be back, man.
He's got to play it cool.
All right.
Play it cool.
Chris Matthews hanging out with us. He's here with Red Bull. We're so great to have you here. We're going to play a little game that we're. It's a bit of a trick. Trivia shooting game next. So you got to hang out.
Yep.
All right, more with the Lethal Shooter next. Hanging out with the one, the only Lethal Shooter, a.k.a. or Chris Matthews, a.k.a. the Lethal Shooter, hanging out with us. So 2.7 million followers on Instagram.
Yep.
That's crazy, huh?
Yep.
And it's just, and it grows. It just keeps growing. The content that you put out just keeps growing.
Yeah, it's a blessing. You know, at first I was at a rocky road on social media because I didn't know what I really wanted to do, but to anybody out there that's second guessing themselves, you know, think out the box. Don't care if people make fun of you, because at first when I started thinking out of the box on social media, people were making fun of me. You know what I mean? Oh, this guy's doing all these dumb videos, and now people love my videos because they see I think out of the box. So anybody out there that wants to expand their social media, make sure you be true to who you are. Don't be true to what everybody wants you to be.
Love that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good advice. Here with Red Bull, he was guest of honor at the 3-on-3 half court competition that happened down there at JBR, the beach. Which was a beautiful sort of moment for. I mean, that was cool for you. I mean, do you also, like, sort of pinch yourself and think, here I am in Dubai with Red Bull giving out trophies to these ballers in this beautiful city?
Yeah. Nah, every day. You know, I'm very grateful. You know, the one thing about me, even to be here talking to you guys, is just like, it's a dream come true. You know, there's so many people around the world that are trainers. There's so many people around the world that can shoot the basketball. But to be selected for the universe to realize my greatness, I mean, I never take it for granted. You know, and I was telling that to Floyd last night, you know, for somebody like Floyd, we're in Dubai.
Yep.
And he's telling me to pull up to his crib in Dubai. That's something you don't take lightly. So I'm not the type where even when I'm meeting you, it's like, oh yeah, hey, nice to meet you. No, I'm going to show you love.
You do.
And, I love
and,
that.
And the love that you give out is the love you get back.
I love that
good
so
on
much.
You. Do good,
now,
get good.
Now, you were with Chris, right?
Yep.
Chris, did you play a little?
Oh, yeah, not really. Bit. Like a little.
What did
bit.
You? But you have a good eye. Like yeah, if someone, you could just. Oh, know.
He said I should be in the NBA.
I ask you? I didn't ask you.
It's unacceptable that somebody like him is on a radio station. He belongs on the Lakers. Like I'm serious.
How
like,
much right did he pay you?
See,
don't lie.
No, I don't get. I don't take money. This guy's the best.
He only speaks the truth.
Wait, did you say he should be on the Lakers?
He should be on the Lakers.
Stop it.
He should be on the Lakers. He should be on the Lakers.
On the bench. On the bench.
Stop it.
I thought that was a good.
So. Rossi over here, he's from Liverpool, England.
Okay.
They're not very good at basketball. We know the Brits, right?
Excuse me.
What? You're not.
You're not, though.
You're not. Like, seriously, I don't think you've ever placed, like, top 10.
Fair enough.
Have Do you even have a team?
Do you have? Are there any Brits playing in the NBA? Anyone from England playing in the NBA?
I don't know. You might know. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think there is. Honestly, I don't know if there is.
I don't know.
So his role in the show was to organize a basketball ring and a little ball.
Right.
He pretty bought this basketball ring.
Oh, cool.
And then for 2 hours, he's been trying to pump this up.
We don't have the pump or the needle.
Yeah, no. Correct.
I've been trying everything, like straws in there, pens. It's not working.
Okay. So we have what a Brit is better at.
Right.
A football, a soccer ball.
The best in the world.
Right? Yes. Correct. Yes. All right. So
it's signed by Messi, that, by the way.
No,
is it soccer
ball?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It is signed by some
Why
people.
Are we touching it?
I know.
Now, who's signing this ball?
Are you serious?
No, it's not Messi. It can't be.
Oh, put that in a trophy case.
I know. Why are we stopped putting your fingerprints all over it?
But it does look like it's signed by some like legit people. Anyway, so you're going to hold this right now, the lethal shooter. So what we're going to do, explain the game, Pretty.
It's called Shoot or Dare.
Okay.
So the way this works is we're going to give you a question.
Right.
Okay? You get to shoot.
Okay.
Don't answer it. Just you hear the question, you're going to shoot.
Okay.
If you get it in, you don't have to answer the question.
Okay.
But if you don't get it in, you must answer.
Oh, wow. Can I get a practice shot? Because this looks like the same.
Yeah. So the crazy thing is...
All right.
Okay,
all
right, so basically we're not going to get any questions answered today.
What's crazy, if he misses the first shot, he does some calculations. And then he gets the next one.
Can I just say he was sitting when that shot was made? All right. I just want to put that out there.
You didn't shoot it like a basketball, you just did it with one hand.
Well, it's a soccer ball, and it seems like it's almost the same size as the rim, so I have to try my best to shoot soft.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have the question. You want me to get the question?
You get the questions. Okay. You get the questions ready.
Okay.
Quick tip for someone that wants a better shot. What's a basic tip that you can give someone?
Always start in close. You never want to start far. It's just like with soccer. You know what I mean? You start close. You work on your footwork. It's like that with basketball. If you want a lethal jump shot or you want to shoot like Steph Curry, you got to start in close to practice muscle memory.
I start from halfway and then I work. So I gotta start
but that's
from,
why you're supposed to be on the Lakers.
That's true.
So you're just taking it and just...
So is he taking the shot first?
No,
he
hears the question and then he shoots.
Okay.
So then this basically tells Chris how badly he wants to get the shot.
Okay.
We'll start easy.
All right.
Pick your team to win the NBA championships. So take a shot.
Oh, he's not doing it.
Oh,
he's done it.
I can't pick. You know, the one thing about me as a trainer, you guys know this. I'm helping the Lakers, I'm helping the Celtics, I'm helping the Bucks, I'm helping the Suns, I'm helping the Kings. So I can't on social media or I'll be like, oh, I want this person, I want that person.
So
I'm equal.
Well, what's crazy, you don't have to answer the question because you got it in.
Exactly.
Well done,
okay. Good job, good job. But I kind of, can you miss? Because I want some answers here.
I'll miss on purpose.
Oh,
sorry.
He got it in again. The lethal shooter. He won't miss.
Okay, well, let's go to the next question.
Okay.
Are you a better shooter than Steph Curry?
Okay, I won't shoot to this, but I'll shoot afterwards.
Okay.
The best shooter on the planet. Is this thing on?
Yeah.
The best shooter on the planet, it's Steph Curry.
Oh.
Okay, I'm mad enough to say it's Steph Curry, but hear me out. Catch and shoot in the world, I think I'm one of the best shooters in the world. Catch and shoot.
Okay.
What Steph Curry does off the dribble, there's no man ever that has done that off the dribble shooting.
Yeah,
catching and shooting, yes. You know, Reggie Miller, different people have done that. Ray Allen. But off the dribble, what Steph Curry does is insane. It's insane.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right,
but Steph Curry, like, people say that there could be magnets in the ball. That's how he does
it. Yeah, I mean, like this. Like, look. See, it's a magnet in there.
Can I just say, the lethal shooter has not missed one shot with a football on this toy basketball ring. It's crazy.
God, Chris. We'll go two more questions. Right, two more. Okay. What celebrity... Please don't get this one.
Okay.
Don't get the answer.
Okay.
What celebrity has the worst game? Shoot.
Who you trained?
Who you've interacted with.
I'll answer. And I say this publicly, okay. So it's not something I haven't said
game.
Before.
Okay.
I wouldn't say the worst game, because nobody that I've ever trained has been just horrible. So if I train you, I always see the greatness in everybody.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
People might see how bad they are, but I always see the greatness.
I appreciate
the
that.
The person I feel like that took the biggest stride, right? Hear this. Is Jennifer Hudson. So when I started with Jennifer Hudson, we were getting ready for the NBA All-Star. And she's like, I don't think I'm going to be prepared. I'm not going to be ready, because we only had 30 days. And the strides that she took in those 30 days to have the confidence to play in front of... How many viewers are for All-Star Weekend? 100 million on TV?
Yeah, exactly.
In a sold-out arena, and to go out there to have confidence to play and not do anything she wasn't supposed to do, like shoot an air ball
or
make a bad pass. I would say Jennifer Hudson was one of the celebrities that took the biggest stride. So shout out to her, because it's not easy to play in front of all those people.
Sure.
Agreed.
It's easy for her to sing in front of them. It's easy for you to do radio right now, but if we actually shoot a jump shot or run up and down to play basketball in front of 30,000, you might trip and fall.
Yeah.
So is that the answer? Was that the question answered?
Yeah.
He sees the positive in everyone. It's amazing.
He's
so positive. He said she made the biggest stride, which means she didn't start off very well, but she ended very well.
She ended great.
Yes, so I love that. Okay.
We have a politician.
I know we do. Okay. This is the question I think that I don't know if there's an actual answer to, but it'll be your opinion, I guess.
Okay.
Greatest of all time, the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Is it Michael Jordan?
Okay.
Is it LeBron? Okay. Is it Kobe?
We got to go with Michael Jordan first. We got to go only because LeBron's still playing. We got to go with Kobe. You know, what Kobe was able to do with those teams is unreal. But what LeBron is doing right now is unreal as well. What is he, 39 years old, playing like he's still 23, 24? We have to respect the longevity of the game, what LeBron's doing. And most importantly, not just on the basketball court, but off the court.
Yeah.
He's teaching people about character. He's teaching people how to be better men and women. So I would say it's Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James.
I agree with that. Have you ever had the chance to be around the greatness of Michael Jordan yet?
So, humbly saying this, I actually have two Jordan shoes. I'm the first trainer ever to have my own Jordan shoes. Yeah, so my second shoe actually comes out in a month with Luca, and my first shoe came out last year. So that's a blessing.
That's huge.
That's so cool, man.
It's a blessing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, definitely don't take it.
And very humble. Yeah. If you're not following him, even if you're not into basketball, it's amazing content to watch. Yep. Which I love that you're bringing the synergy together. Yep. Lethal Shooter. Yep. Lethal Shooter. Chris Matthews. Please, when you come back to the UAE, come back to Dubai. Please hang out.
Hey, no. When I come back, free training.
Are you serious?
What?
I would love that. I'm dead serious.
Look at that.
Hold me to it.
All right. You guys too. Don't
me as well.
No, they're not coming.
Why can't I come?
No, they're not coming.
Remember, he's the prospect.
Yeah,
no.
See.
If LeBron says no,
yeah, see.
I had hopes.
No,
I was going to be in the Liberty.
You can watch. Rossi's not coming. But Rossi's not coming.
No, he's coming to Magic Planet with me.
No, you're not coming.
I got you, brother. I got you.
Thank you. Give him a big round of applause. Chris Matthews, thank you. And thank you to Red Bull.
Dubai gives back on Virgin Radio.
In partnership with Al Haptor Motors.
20 brand new cars. I can't believe we get to say that. I remember about 4 years ago being in a meeting with, like, you know, the boss. Can we just give one car away? Like, can we give a car away, guys? We haven't given away a car. I was sooking like a big baby. Let's give a car away on the show. Now, 20 brand new cars. And I love the reason why we're doing it. That's the best thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Those floods destroyed so many cars. And now we'll be able to give back. Did you have a car that was destroyed in the flood and you don't have enough money to get a new one? That's who we want. I told you, if you got a G-Wagon or a Range Rover, like, don't be applying for this.
No.
We are looking for, like, literally people that are, like, on Struggle Street that need a brand new car. It's their form of transportation to get them to work. I mean, I'm hearing stories of, like, the kids having to walk to school because they can't afford to get this car fixed. These are the people that we want to talk to. Now, we're going to start giving these cars away this week. We've had thousands of entries come in. Our committee here has gone through each and every single one of them. All right, and we're going to be giving away 20 brand new cars. We got 10, and then the guys at Al Hub Tour Motors said, you know what, guys, we're going to match that 10. So 20 brand new cars to give away.
Now, we're getting a lot of your WhatsApps at 0487155444. And, you know, thank you for sharing your stories. But please make sure you actually go to our website. That is your official entry into this. Go to virginradiodubai.com. Click on Dubai Gives Back. Tell us your story. Give us all the details. Show us the photos.
Ends on Thursday, guys. We will close it on Thursday. So get your applications in. Omar, you've been hearing this. You're in the car. You just hear this. Is it good, man? Are you happy about this?
Yeah, Chris. Good morning. Good morning, Pretty Rossi.
Morning, mate.
Yeah, actually, Mr. Chris, I would like to commend you and your team for what you're doing. It is not only that you started with 10K, Poppy, the 50K. Now you are giving back to Dubai. You are actually building a community. For me, it's just more than a radio show. And I would like to commend you to say thank you for all you've been doing for Dubai and the community.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you taking the time to call us and say that. Yeah, we don't take it lightly what we do here on the radio. We're not just a regular radio show. We want to be that radio show for the country. We're a community. We're all together. And it's not just us. There's a machine behind us that helps us make this happen as well. So thank you to everybody that involved that rolls the Chris Fade Show out here on Virgin Radio. 16 years strong and we're still going. Omar, we are nothing without you, bro. So thank you as well for calling in and just saying that. That's really kind of you, man, all right?
Thank you so much. And keep up the good job.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Bless you. You're feeling this as well?
Yes. In fact, yesterday when you had announced this, I was at the gym and I was like, I stopped doing everything and I started crying. Like, given that everything that's going on in this world and to do something like this so nice, it made me cry, actually.
Thanks, bless you.
Personally, I don't know anybody who was affected by this, but I've told my friends that, you know, there's something like this going on Virgin Radio. If you know anybody, please make them enroll on Virgin Radio regarding this.
And that's exactly what we want. Spread the word. Spread the word. VirginRadioDubai.com. Bless you. You're amazing. Also, whilst you're at the gym crying, someone was like, damn, she worked out hard today. The ship is sinking and you have to rely on either Pretty, Rossi, or me to lead the way out. Who are you calling upon?
Chris.
0487. You cannot get in on this.
Oh, I'm one of the
0487155444. The ship is sinking. Guys, your passengers on our ship. You have to look to Rossi, Pretty Malik, or myself to lead us out. This is a game of trust. We want to see who you trust on the show. Who are you going upon? Who are you calling upon? Which team are you going to lead you out to save you? 0487155444. Rossi's going to lead us out. Is Pretty going to lead us out? Or am I going to lead us out? Nala, just real quickly, who would you go for, honestly?
I think I would go with you because you're famous and they would want to save you, so they'll save me.
I love the theory behind it.
I'd just like to sell myself here. The list of contacts that I have in my phone is endless.
Your phone wouldn't be working. There'd be no Wi-Fi.
We're
there'd be
sinking
nothing.
I have the ocean.
I have a black book written
Peggy,
down.
Peggy, who are you going for? Yeah.
With Chris Fade.
Yes. Yeah. I'll take it. That's good. I like
why?
It. Why?
What's your reasons, please? Why?
Why? Because, you know, I don't know the others, the personal story. I've seen you've been going through ups and downs.
Yeah.
And you suffered a lot and you survived and you want to give people the smile that you have now and I love it.
That's well, true.
Surely
thanks, Peggy.
He's been
thanks.
Doing a bad job because he's thanks, had Peggy. Lots of downs. I've had a consistent run of happiness.
Happiness? Mister, I'm going to complain about everything.
I've been consistent, so surely I'm the better choice.
Oh, my ship's all good. Thanks, Peggy. You'll be safe with me. Don't worry.
Whatever.
Sophia, who are you choosing to lead you out?
Hey guys, I think I'm gonna choose Pretty Malik because I think that Rossi and Chris Fade would be too busy mimicking Titanic.
Why? Hold on, say it again. Why?
because I think that you and Degrassi will be too busy mimicking Titanic.
Yeah, he's definitely Rose. I'm Jack, definitely.
Yeah, Rossi and I will be at the front going, let's just do the scene whilst we get the content.
It's good content, yeah.
Sebastian, who are you going to choose to lead you out of a sinking ship, Rossi Pretty or myself?
I got my money on Big Rossi for the win.
Thank you, Sebastian. All my contacts, we would sort it.
Nothing would happen with your contacts.
Sebastian, I'll say a little thanks to your family. Because you guys won't be coming back.
I can remember.
Whatever you need, give me all your possessions. I'll go take it to the family.
No. What's your reason, Sebastian? Why am I the best choice?
Well, I need the biggest guy to lead the way.
Yep. Follow me to your certain death.
He'll be going halfway down the ship and then he'll see the bar and he'll be like, guys, let's just stop and have a quick drink.
One last drink.
Ted wanted to add his little feels here. What do you think, Ted?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I think Pretty would be extremely organized and would kind of lead us out to safety, you know, following the rules and everything. I think Chris would be too busy posting it on Instagram stories. And I think Rossi, I love you, mate, but I don't...
What? I think Sorry?
Stop talking, Rossi!
You just shut up.
I don't even...
No, not you. Not you, Ted. Sorry, you were just about to deliver the line and then Rossi's like... Sorry, now, what about Rossi?
It's all good. Rossi, I love you, mate, but I don't even think you'd think the ship is sinking or know that the ship is sinking.
Oh,
it's so true.
Thanks, Ted. That's the last time I retweet you, mate.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think you're pretty right with that, you know. And Rossi's used to things like sinking, like Everton.
But we're not, though.
You're not. What did you finish in the league? In the ladder, what do you want? 16th?
At the moment, yeah. So
horrible.
Chris, yeah. We're staying up.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed mathematically correct.
That's awesome.
Ted is a massive football fan, by the way, because I've seen him on Twitter.
Do you just stalk all of our listeners?
That's what I think.
Yeah, because I have a natural connection to them and I love them like my family.
Do you call our listeners them?
Yeah, I'm politically correct.
You're an idiot.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
Thank you, Ted. I think you're spot on. Yeah. Pretty would be very, very organized. Listen, I would be putting it on social media on my stories, but I would get us out. I just want you to know that, okay?
But he would put it on social media that he's getting us out.
Yeah, I'd have to put it up.
You don't know any of the Coast Guard numbers. I know numbers off by heart.
No, I know how to
You'd
do
have
it.
No
I'm
clue.
I'm Australian, but I can swim.
But as Ted said, you wouldn't know the ship is sinking.
Yeah.
I come from a seafaring family.
Lloyd, what's up?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to follow Rossi any day.
Yep. Thanks, Luke.
Have been avoiding relegation for so long. Must know he's way out of anything.
Exactly.
That's so true.
Yeah. As Nala said to me last week, we're like that thing that just can't get flushed down the toilet. It's true.
Thank you, mate. All right. Hanging out here on the Chris Fade Show.
Zara Larson. Larson's actually just texted us and said, did Chris fail in getting the cricket trophy?
Oh, yeah, supposedly the World Cricket Trophy. The World Cup was literally outside our studio, and it was in the Bollywood station next door to us.
City.
And, I went to go get it, but I think I offended everybody pretty quickly.
I wonder why. Let me tell you.
Oh, did you record it?
When you guys won an Australian, the best cricketing...
Annoying.
There was like 25 Indians, and I was the only Australian. And I lost. I went up against them. I lost. Then they took the trophy and left.
Is that the trophy from 2023? Then
Rossi's doing it again.
Yep. He asks a question that he doesn't know the answer to.
What is it? The World Cup?
We don't know.
It's the Cricket World Cup that's coming up. Which is happening in the States, in North America.
Stop asking questions if you don't know the answer that you know we don't know.
You don't know who won the Cricket World Cup of 2023.
That's not what you asked.
You said, what is that trophy? I didn't get to touch it because the 25 Indians took it away from me.
You won it. Australia won the Cricket World Cup.
You asked, what was the trophy?
Well, you're a massive fan. You don't know.
Don't know what?
Australia won the Cricket
That's
World
Cup. That's not what you asked.
Yeah, I know Australia won. You didn't ask that question. You asked, what was that trophy?
Yeah.
Just go.
You said Cricket World Cup before.
Have an early mark.
World Cup is happening again.
I can't with him. I need to play a relaxing song. I'm getting my favorite song. I can't with him.
You're so aggressive. Type more relaxing.
I'm not aggressive. I'm playing one of my favorite songs right now.
What are you doing? You can't. Oh, this is good. We're not meant to do this now.
I want to do what I need. This I need to meditate. I need to calm myself down. Nala, can you bring my sleep mask in for a moment? I'm going to just put my sleep mask on for 3 minutes.
I'm going to get in trouble because
it's okay. It's what? Mario. Let me love you on Virgin.
Just
Rossi, get an early mark. Baby, I just don't. It's Mario, Let Me Love You. This is like my favorite of the song. Hanging out on the Chris Fade Show.
In the mix. Pick up sticks. Have a Twix.
Baby, I just don't get it.
Yo.
Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on the shirt. Give me a voice. You know I believe your stories.
Elmo!
They're not the dirt or lies. Bad as you are, you stick around. And I
Barack
just
Obama!
If I was your man, baby, you'd never worry about
Kevin Hart.
What I do.
I've been coming home, I swear to God, I come home every night doing. I do you right, girl.
David Beckham.
Is that a good thing?
That's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. 20 brand new cars. More details, go to virginradiodubai.com. Have yourselves a great Tuesday. Eddie is up next. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.